Are you confused and overwhelmed by social media for your business? Does all the techno jargon confuse you? At Performance Intermedia, we can help you effectively use social media to grow your business. The information out there is overwhelming, and we make sense out of it, focusing on your business and your target customer. If you have compliance regulations, we work within those. Social media is no longer an option for successful marketing and business development. You must do it. Building an integrated marketing strategy that includes social media is necessary for the growth and reputation of your business. If you are slipping behind your competition in using social media, call us now, 702-720-6560. Our website is pimedia.me.
Good morning, everybody. Excuse my voice this morning. I am getting over a head cold, but it's a happy Tuesday morning. And we are going to be talking in just a few minutes to my guest, Stephanie Frank. And Stephanie tells me she is a social engineering behaviorist and cyber intelligence advisor at Stephanie Frank Worldwide. And she's going to tell us exactly what that is. But I have heard Stephanie speak. And what impressed me in listening to Stephanie was the way she was letting business owners know how to use persuasive writing in their business. Now, we write emails, we write blogs, we write ebooks, we write articles, we write social media posts, and we also put up our LinkedIn profile. How do we get that writing to really say what we wanted to say and to really have an impact in the people that we hope will become our clients or perhaps will refer us a client? So I know that a lot of times it gets overwhelming. We talk about many things here, and that's why we want to pick up a few tips each week on what you can really do to enhance your business, whether it's social media, whether it's writing a blog, even if it's tweaking a couple sentences when you send out an email in your email marketing. These are the things that we want you to pick up from the show. Stephanie has tremendous experience. She knows how to put words together so that when your audience, your particular target audience, and remember, we want to think about that. Who am I speaking to? Who do I want to read this and have a response to what I'm writing? Stephanie's going to give us tips on how to really dial into that. So I want to call into the show. It's 323-870-4194. I'm Debbie Harris, of course. This is the Social Celebrity Show with Debbie Harris. And next week, I am going to look at bringing on a business owner to talk about how they are using social media in their business. So I want to let everybody know, if you're interested in being on the show to talk about how we can help your particular business or share some things you're doing, then you definitely want to get in touch with me. And that's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at pimedia.me. Or you can always give me a call at 702-720-6560. So now I'm actually going to bring Stephanie on so I don't have to lose my voice, which is never a good thing on the radio. And we will welcome Stephanie Frank.
Hi, Debbie.
Stephanie, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. And thank you for taking the time this morning. And you can hear my voice is in great shape. So, Stephanie, first and foremost, tell us what a social engineering behaviorist, cyber intelligence advisor does.
Well, you know, that's a really big fancy name for people who make you click on bad emails. So we're all very, very familiar with fake emails, spam, phishing emails, things like this that destroy data, that take over your computer, those kinds of things, right, Debbie? Everybody knows about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, the people that write those emails that get you to click on the link are the bad guys. But it's ironically the exact same persuasion techniques that get you to click out of fear that get you to click out of desire or get you to open an email or read a blog post or so on out of desire and intrigue that is persuasion for good. And so I really focus my efforts on stopping the bad guys and helping people use persuasion for good.
So Stephanie,
that's in a nutshell what that means.
Right. So basically what I'm hearing you say is just like when, you know, a thief begins to work for the other side because they understand, or a hacker works for the other side because they understand, you're basically saying that the same techniques that people are using to get us to do things that we really shouldn't be doing, and spam and all of that stuff that we know is bad on the internet, that same persuasive technique is what a business owner wants to look at to actually get a potential client to respond to an email or a blog or whatever the written word might be.
Exactly. And the only difference between persuasion and manipulation, so the first one you just described, that's manipulation, getting someone to say click in a bad email out of fear, and persuading them to buy something from you, they're two sides of the same coin, but the difference is one word. And that one word, Debbie, is intent.
Right, so, of course.
Right, exactly. So what we're going to talk about today is how to be persuasive in your writing with the intent of serving your customer, your prospect, your client in a much better way.
So, Stephanie, we know that we're all inundated with emails, inundated with social media posts. I mean, your head feels like it's going to explode sometimes just from, as a consumer, the things that come in. And of course, as a business owner, particularly a small or medium-sized business owner, certainly you feel like your head's going to explode with how in the world am I going to manage all of this digital stuff? If we take a look at blogging, we'll start with that.
Okay.
What do you recommend when you're talking to a business owner as far as getting that message across, but I know that you help business owners do this. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that, and we're going to, in fact, before we go any further, because Stephanie is awesome at this, tell people how they get in touch with you.
Oh, well, it's really easy. My own blog is at stephaniefrank.com, and that's with a PH. And there's actually something on there that I think everybody might really appreciate. It's called the Fast or Master Problem Solving Formula. I've developed a system there where you can literally solve any problem that you might have. So with respect to persuasive writing, if you don't know what to do or what to do next, this is a solving formula that will allow you to know exactly what to do next.
That's fabulous. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So getting back to blogging, though, which is, of course, a wonderful, wonderful way to reach people, and blogging as a strategy, Debbie, personally, it's one of my favorite things to do. And the reason for that is because the written word has longevity. So it's possible that with consistency, you would write a blog post that might be, see, I've got blog posts that I wrote 13, 14 years ago that people still come to because whatever you put on the internet is always out there. So remember that, first of all, when you're communicating out there online, no matter what, social media, blogging, whatever, it's always going to be there. So when you're thinking about persuasive things to blog about or to talk about, there are many different strategies. Some people will take a topic, whatever your business is about or whatever you're great at, and do all teaching on that topic. Some people will do case studies.
I think I know we hear this, we read this a lot, the idea of storytelling.
Yes.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that for everyone?
I absolutely can. Storytelling is an amazing way to get people to make connections in their mind that they wouldn't normally make. So, for example, this is actually a true example out of my life where I had to tell a story to help someone get over a sinus infection, believe it or not. So Isn't this crazy? So I was. This was face to face, and this person had said to me, they had just flown in from Canada, and they were talking about this sinus pressure. It hurts. My eyes are all, you know, they're starting to get all black. I got a head cold, and they didn't have a head cold. You have a head cold.
Believe me, I know how they feel.
Right. They were all stuffed up, and so I could have gone with two approaches on that. I could have done. Now I'm trained in neurolinguistics, which means changing behavior by speaking. So I could have gone ahead and used language to talk about the relieving pressure. Oh, well, you can touch it and you can relieve the pressure, and done very tactical, practical kinds of things. But instead, what I did was I took a deep breath and I told him a story about how when an airplane flies, isn't it so weird that they have to pressurize the plane so that you can feel no pressure whatsoever when you're in that airplane? And when you were just flying for the last 3.5 hours with that pressurized, depressurized state and everything was so clean and clear, how is it that doesn't it just make you feel better when you get off the plane knowing that that pressure is gone? Now, I just told you what I was going to tell you. Okay, so I just told you about, now, listening to that story, the brain thinks you're listening to the story, but the actual language that I was using was telling the brain to depressurize the head. And so when I finished the story, he said, I don't know what you just did, but my sinus headache is gone.
That's fantastic. And, you know, that reminds me of back in Connecticut when I had my hypnotherapy practice, because, mm-hmm. again, you're using it is so true. You're using the words and the way you're using the words and the subconscious mind, or we're not going to get into too much of that here today.
Right.
But there is that response, and the manifestation of it is the actual physical manifestation with this person saying, I don't know, my sinus headache went away.
Exactly.
So
I
that's
feel so
awesome.
Clear now.
So if we're writing,
yes.
If we're writing and we want to have a response, whether it's click here or sign up or buy this, tell us a little bit before the break about how we might use some language.
Sure. And depending upon where it is. So, for example, in a blog post, since we're talking about blogging, let's say you just finished telling a story, or maybe you've sent out an email, same kind of thing, where you want people to click and you've just told a story. There's a creation of intrigue that you can do that says, if you want to know the rest, click here. If you want more like this, click here. Things like this that will cause intrigue or an engagement or a conversation with your client or your prospect in this case. So whether you're blogging, emailing, social media, whatever, the first thing before you even write one word that I want to really get out there, Debbie, is you've got to know who you're talking to. I mean, really get a very specific picture or visual or auditory idea in your mind of who that person is. If you were just literally sitting across, whether it's a man or a woman or androgynous, whatever, but who that person is, because that will inform your writing so much better as to what their true wants and their true desires might be. Then you'll know a little bit better whether they're willing or whether they would even be able to click on, let's say, something with a question, intrigue. One of ours, I think at the end of one of our opt-ins, Debbie, it says, do you want to know how Gina G tripled her income and doubled her time off? Yes.
Okay.
Or no? Right? Yes or no. If they don't want to know, they don't click. If they want to know, we send them off to a product, basically, and then they make a decision as to whether they want to purchase that product on the spot. Low price product, small commitment, but that's how you do it in little bits. Most people do the bang it over the head kind of thing. It's like walking into social media, for example. It's like, buy my stuff. That would be the equivalent of walking into a party and handing out business cards to everybody and going, you want to hire me? And they don't even know who you are.
That's awesome. And actually, on one of our shows, I think we're going to talk about the art of networking, and you just hit one of the biggest mistakes that I just wrote a blog about that yesterday. So we're going to take a very short break. Do not go away, because Stephanie's going to talk to us more. This is fascinating information. I'm taking notes myself here. Fascinating information. We will be right back.
Are you confused and overwhelmed by social media for your business? Does all the techno jargon confuse you? At Performance Intermedia, we can help you effectively use social media to grow your business. The information out there is overwhelming, and we make sense out of it, focusing on your business and your target customer. If you have compliance regulations, we work within those. Social media is no longer an option for successful marketing and business development. You must do it. Building an integrated marketing strategy that includes social media is necessary for the growth and reputation of your business. If you are slipping behind your competition in using social media, call us now, 702-720-6560. Our website is pimedia.me.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a fascinating conversation this morning with my guest, Stephanie Frank, who is talking to us about persuasive writing. What are we talking about? We're talking about getting people to actually do what you want them to do when you're using words. In other words, when you're writing a blog, when you're using social media, when you're doing email marketing. How do you get people to actually take that action, take that response? You always hear the term call to action, call to action, call to action. Well, how do the words you use actually get people to take that call to action? And the first thing Stephanie pointed out is really know who you're speaking to. And we always talk about who is your audience, who are you talking to, who is listening to this, or who is reading this. So Stephanie, let's go to, you mentioned that about, you know, if you want to learn more about how Gina G doubled her income, I mean, click here. In email marketing, give us a couple of pointers. Let's say we're on the professional side. Let's say we're a law firm. And a lot of times I say to law firms, because I have a lot of legal clients, and I know you do too, and I say, there's nothing very sexy necessarily about it. Whereas, you know, restaurants, retail stores, there's a lot more stuff that you can do. So you're an attorney. What are you doing? And you should be email marketing, absolutely. But what are you doing to really get people to say, oh, wait, I forgot that attorney also did that, or, oh, wait, I'm going to make a referral, or what's some of the things you can do if you're a professional and you're doing blogging? Email marketing. My head is clogged up. So it's actually the same, but let's talk about email marketing right now. What are some of the things you want to have in that email? And we know we want to keep things short. We want to keep them simple, but what else? What other tips?
Well, the first thing is you want to have something in a professional way that, well, for any particular person, it doesn't matter, any kind of company, it's got to be customer focused or you focused, not me focused. A lot of micro businesses or small businesses, it's all about, you know, I did this and I'm a lawyer or I'm this, or nobody cares. What you have to do is, first of all, make it you focused. And I work with a company that does an amazing job of marketing. That's a very highly professional field. It happens to be in cyber security awareness. So very professional. And they send out a newsletter. They do a blog every week about the latest in cybersecurity. And then in their email newsletter that they send out, they replicate the blog post. So now you're doing something very important, which is leverage. You don't rewrite all the time. So they leverage that blog post into an email. They send it out to their customers. But here's what they do. Everybody on their email list, it says, here's information you would want to know, and you should pass this on to other people who you believe might be able to benefit. So it creates a you focus. Great information. It's not fluff. It's not heavy marketing. It's not anything like that. And their call to action, like you were referring to before at the bottom, simply says, if you'd like, whatever their free thing, they have a free thing that they give away. So if you'd, you know, you'd like to experience this more or experience this free thing, free consultation, it could be for lawyers, whatever, go here and do it. It doesn't have to be big, huge, and blatant. But that's a consistent effort that really, really works.
So, and they're doing this once a week, which I usually, and again, you have to know who you're writing to, and
correct,
because once a week can be too much, depending
absolutely
on what you're sending out. Now, cybersecurity, I mean, that's something that, you know, every week we see something else being passed around, that somebody else got hacked, or this is a phishing thing that's going on. I mean, I see it all the time. People put messages out on Facebook, and the bizarre thing is they put it out as a private message, and I always write back and say, why don't you post this on your profile so people can share it? Because it's exactly what you just said. This is something you would want to share, and that's what they're telling people. This is important.
Sure.
You want to send it out to the people that are connected to you in some way, shape, or form. So,
yeah,
and again, there,
and you have to do it as a frequency, Debbie, that makes sense for you and your industry. Where I just gave the one example, but it could be monthly. Some people do bi-monthly, or every other month, whatever. Whatever is the appropriate frequency is right. But the key thing, though, is the message that people get your email and they go, ooh, here's another great bit of information from Debbie. I have to read this one.
Well,
and
of course they say that about my emails.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Of course they do.
But that comes from you writing in such a way that is not just all business. There's some emotion to it. And I don't mean pouring out your heart every email, but, you know, things like, hey, do you have this social media problem too? Are you completely overwhelmed? Those kinds of things will get people to open an email or look at a blog post when you can simplify an overwhelming concept for them.
And you're absolutely right. And one of the things I always recommend is, and you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, people want authenticity and they want some personal touch. Now, the big thing for a long time, and I know I have clients who still do it, you know, you're a certain particular industry and you sign. And as I always say on the show, I am well aware, and so is Stephanie, that some industries have very high compliance. And we understand.
Yes.
That there are certain things you can't do. But on that, there are companies that are specific to an estate plan attorney or whatever the case may be, and they're writing a blog. But what they're doing in many cases is they're putting together a blog that is the same blog for all of their clients across the country. And so, you know, 300 dentists or 300 estate planning attorneys or whatever it is are getting the same blog and then pushing it out. And I always say, look, if you want to use a service to do that, instead of having someone like you, Stephanie, helping with a blog, and we do that sometimes for our clients too, you've got to personalize it. I mean, you're sending out, this has nothing to do with your practice or your firm, or your company. This has nothing to do with anything. You need to make sure that when you send this out, it says something about your staff, something about what's going on, something about a new service, something that connects the area that you're in. Okay, we're here in Las Vegas. Someone else somewhere else in the country is posting up the same blog. Did you even read it? I mean, does it even identify at all what part of the country you're in? So this is the issue I have with some of those mass formula blogs that people are using, because they simply they're not changing them at all. And from a Google standpoint, same blog is showing up all over the place.
Exactly. And you are so right. There's nothing that says, okay, so great, you have a standard communication piece. There is nothing that says you can't write an introduction that is even a little bit folksy, you know, that even it says, hey, here's what's going on in the office. And oh, by the way, you know, Barney, the Mastiff, graduated his agility class, or whatever, and it sounds goofy, and some people will be like, oh, really, this isn't business, the hardcore business people. But you know what? You'd be amazed at how many hardcore people have a common interest in food, in animals, in golf or sports or something like that. And that's a common connection. Right now we just had the Super Bowl. You even wrote a message to me, Debbie. You know, hey, how about that game? That was
so my God. Well, because I was rooting for the Patriots.
Exactly. And so, you know, just little things like that. And it only has to be a couple of sentences, but it endears you to your prospects and your customers and go, you know what? This is a human being behind this letter that we realize there are compliance issues that they can't just go out there and talk about money, or they can't maybe talk about results. Okay, fine. Talk about some common interest.
And I agree with you 100%, and you're right. It can be something as simple as the weather. It can be something as simple as something that's going on that particular time of year in your community, or it could just be to highlight a staff member. It could just be so-and-so had an anniversary, has been with us 3 years, or, hey, say welcome to whoever the person might be.
Yep.
When you do that, folks, make sure you get permission from people before you start throwing them out all over the internet. But it could be a testimonial. You might start off with a quick testimonial, and again, permission here from a client that you're going to put it out. And what I usually tell my clients is when you have your intake form, add on your intake form now the fact that people are giving permission for you to use pictures, video, and testimonial on the internet and social media. People can check no if they want, but at least you have it on every intake form, because you do want to be careful with that. But it's just say something that they, when they open that and they read it, and then they're going to look forward to the next email or the next blog, because they know there's going to be something connecting them to the business, something personal. So I think that's a main thing to take from here, is that when we talked about the call to action, we talked about knowing who your audience is, giving them something of value. This is the same thing when I sit down and do a LinkedIn profile with someone and we're working on the summary, and the first sentence is, I'm passionate about what I do. Well, nobody cares. Like Stephanie said, nobody cares. Everybody's passionate about what
right.
they do, or they wouldn't be doing it. So
right.
you want to key in, what is the benefit to them if they are going to do business with you? What are you bringing to the table for them, not for yourself? Because you can be as passionate as you want. That doesn't bring the client anything. So I think that's really important
exactly.
to remember.
And
Stephanie, would you tell us again? Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing quick. I love that you talked about that LinkedIn profile, especially too. Like, you know, something slightly off or slightly unique about you always works in well. Like when you go to my LinkedIn profile, there's a million certifications. There's a bunch of letters after my name. It's, you know, blah, 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 all this, you know, professional stuff. But the very last line says, Stephanie is a linguist and she speaks binary, hex, English, love, kitchen, and sometimes woof.
I see that
and
on your email to me.
People love that. And people love that because it humanizes all of that specialized education. And so people go, oh, that's kind of funny. But they remember. So, yes,
absolutely.
I just wanted to share
absolutely.
That.
Stephanie, tell us again how people get in touch with you if they want to get in touch with you for help with their persuasive writing.
Sure. It's easy. Just go, you can contact me at stephaniefrank.com. That's StephanieFrank.com.
And if you want to have a guest spot on the show, be sure and contact me, 702-720-6560, or Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at pimedia.me. Pimedia.me is our website. And as I said, we're going to start bringing on business owners, different professions, and actually talk about on the show some suggestions for their particular business in using social media, in using email marketing, in using blogging, so on and so forth. So with that, I hope everybody has an absolutely fantastic week. I know we'll be talking again on Valentine's Day, which is next Tuesday. I'll actually be a year older the next time we do the show next week. And
happy early birthday.
Saturday I'll be celebrating. So everybody have a wonderful week. Stephanie, thank you so much. Hopefully we can have you back for even more wonderful information.
Would love to, Debbie. Thank you so much. It's a great
day. You're very welcome. You too.